Welcome back. Today we're examining a fundamental shift in artificial intelligence markets. Three seemingly separate developments this week actually tell the same story. A story about where value gets captured as AI capabilities themselves become commoditized. Let me start with what matters most. The competitive advantage in AI is migrating away from raw model performance towards something more durable, control of integration architecture and delivery economics. This isn't about who builds the smartest model anymore. It's about who controls how those models get delivered to enterprises. Three developments converged this week that illuminate this transition with unusual clarity. First, we saw the release of ERC-8004, a blockchain-based protocol for agent discovery and payment settlement. Second, there's a fascinating case study emerging around no-code platforms wrapping AI agents within familiar workflow interfaces. And third, Minimax entered the market with pricing that undercuts established players by 92%. These aren't random tactical moves. They're strategic responses to the same underlying challenge. How do you capture economic value when the technology itself is rapidly commoditizing? Let's establish the broader pattern here before diving into specifics. We're watching the AI services market transition from its first phase into its second. The first phase was all about capability demonstrations and benchmark improvements. Organizations competed on model performance, context windows, and accuracy metrics. That phase is maturing rapidly. The second phase centers on delivery economics, integration friction, and ecosystem positioning. This shift has historical precedent that's worth examining closely. Between 2008 and 2012, we watched a similar transition in cloud infrastructure. Initially, competitive advantage came from raw data center capacity, but the organizations that captured disproportionate value weren't the ones with the most servers. They were the ones who built orchestration layers and created superior developer experiences. The cloud winners built integration platforms, not just compute capacity. That's the pattern repeating now in AI services. The organizations structuring portfolios around infrastructure control points rather than chasing the next benchmark improvement are positioning for the durable advantages. Let's examine each of these three developments and extract what they reveal about market structure. ERC-8004 presents itself as a trustless agent registry protocol. The architecture is technically elegant. It combines on-chain registry functions with a payment protocol called X402 and autonomous negotiation capabilities. This addresses real infrastructure gaps in agent discovery, reputation verification, and payment settlement. But here's what makes this strategically interesting. This is positioning infrastructure, not market-responsive infrastructure. There are no adoption metrics, no transaction volumes, no counts of participating agents. This is early-stage development without market validation. The comparison to Google's competing A2A protocol reveals something important about control. While ERC-8004 integrates payments and discovery into a comprehensive system, Google is focusing narrowly on communication standards. These represent fundamentally different visions for who controls agent infrastructure. On one side, decentralized protocols, on the other, hyperscaler orchestration. History strongly favors the hyperscalers in these battles. They have distribution advantage and ecosystem lock-in that typically proves decisive. But blockchain rails offer something interesting here: regulatory arbitrage in cross-border commerce that might create defensible positioning. From a timing perspective, this is a 12 to 24 month monitoring window. For ERC-8004 to validate commercial relevance, we'd need to see 10,000 plus registered agents and meaningful payment volumes within 18 months. Track enterprise pilot announcements. Watch transaction volume metrics. This isn't an immediate allocation opportunity, but it's worth monitoring because if it does gain traction, the structural implications would be significant. The broader takeaway is that we're watching a battle over who controls agent discovery and commerce infrastructure. That control layer will determine economic capture in multi-agent systems. Now, let's examine the no-code wrapper strategy, because this reveals sophisticated defensive positioning by automation incumbents. A case study emerged this week of AI agents being wrapped within no-code workflow platforms. This isn't pure technological innovation, it's business model preservation through integration layer control. The economics are compelling and deserve close attention. Organizations are seeing 70 to 80% development cost reduction while maintaining client-familiar interfaces and pricing models. There's a credible proof of concept here, a dental marketing operation generating $2 million in revenue using this hybrid architecture. The cost structure transformation is dramatic, $5 in cloud credits replacing what would have been traditional subscription costs. This suggests 60 to 70% margin improvement potential for service providers. The strategic signal is that established automation platforms won't be displaced by AI agents. They're becoming integration layers for AI capabilities. This has immediate implications for how enterprises should think about vendor strategy. Many organizations assumed they need to migrate entirely to new AI-native platforms, but augmentation strategies might preserve more value while reducing transition risk. Building on that point, automation service providers face a defensive imperative. AI-enabled competitors will enter their traditional markets with 70% plus cost advantages within 12 to 18 months. Incumbents that don't adopt hybrid architectures will face severe margin compression. This creates consolidation pressure across the broader business process automation market, as smaller players lack resources for platform evolution. For portfolio positioning, this suggests favoring automation platforms demonstrating AI integration capabilities over pure-play AI startups lacking distribution. The winner in workflow automation will be the best integrator, not the best model provider. Integration capability, client relationships, and workflow context create more defensible moats than model performance alone. Now to Minimax and what their pricing strategy reveals about market dynamics. Minimax Agent entered the market at 30 cents per million input tokens versus $3.75 for comparable services. That's a 92% cost advantage, achieved through a mixture of experts' architecture. 230 billion total parameters, but only 10 billion active at any given time. This optimizes for cost efficiency over capability leadership, which is itself a telling strategic choice. Their target market is browser automation, form filling, web scraping, application development. This competes with established robotic process automation solutions and emerging hyperscaler frameworks. But without verified enterprise benchmarks or published accuracy metrics, this remains an unvalidated value proposition despite aggressive pricing. Looking at the landscape, strategic limitations constrain enterprise adoption here. Chinese origin creates data sovereignty barriers in regulated industries. Cloud-based deployment introduces vendor locking concerns, and narrow competitive moats face hyperscaler encirclement. The timing appears defensive, targeting price-sensitive segments while incumbents focus on premium enterprise features. This mirrors a historical pattern worth noting. Alibaba Cloud attempted similar international expansion between 2017 and 2019, using aggressive pricing to establish presence in markets where regulatory and trust barriers limited natural adoption. That strategy achieved modest market share but failed to displace incumbents in enterprise segments. For tactical application, Minimax represents a 6 to 12 months pilot opportunity for non-sensitive automation tasks requiring cost efficiency over vendor stability. Organizations should evaluate within contained environments while monitoring hyperscaler competitive responses, which I'd expect within 2 to 3 quarters as pricing pressure builds. The broader signal is deflationary pressure across AI services markets. When cost arbitrage opportunities reach 90%, the entire pricing structure of an industry comes under stress. Let me synthesize three strategic implications that connect these developments. First, infrastructure control points are shifting. Value capture is migrating from model capabilities to integration layers and delivery architecture. Organizations should prioritize partnerships with platforms demonstrating strong integration capabilities rather than chasing latest model benchmarks. The technical excellence of a model matters less than the friction involved in actually deploying it within existing enterprise workflows. Second, cost structures are compressing dramatically. The 70 to 80% development cost reduction and 92% inference cost arbitrage create deflationary pressure that restructures competitive dynamics. This favors hyperscalers with existing distribution and margin cushions. It favors platforms controlling client relationships and workflow context. It favors service providers who rapidly adopt hybrid architectures. It pressures pure-play AI service providers with undifferentiated offerings. It pressures traditional automation vendors slow to integrate AI capabilities. And it particularly pressures high-cost offshore development centers whose labor arbitrage advantages get eliminated by AI cost structures. Third, and this is important for timing expectations, adoption remains uncertain despite technological progress. None of these developments show verified enterprise adoption at scale. ERC-8004 lacks usage metrics. No-code AI wrappers show single case studies. Minimax provides no enterprise benchmarks. This suggests 12 to 24 month market development timelines before structural shifts become evident. Here's what to watch. Track ERC-8004 registered agent counts and transaction volumes. Monitor major automation platforms announcing AI agent integration. Watch hyperscaler pricing responses to Minimax-style arbitrage. Look for enterprise pilot announcements in regulated industries like banking and healthcare, and track service provider margin compression in traditional automation markets. These are leading indicators that tell you when theoretical infrastructure becomes market-moving reality. The thesis update today is straightforward. The AI services market is maturing from capability competition to infrastructure competition. The organization's positioning for control of integration layers, delivery architecture, and workflow context are building more defensible advantages than those optimizing for model performance metrics. This doesn't mean model quality is irrelevant. It means model quality is becoming table stakes rather than differentiator. The next phase of value capture happens at the integration layer. For portfolio positioning, this argues for favoring platforms with distribution and integration capabilities over pure-play model providers. For enterprise strategy, it argues for augmentation approaches that leverage existing workflow infrastructure rather than wholesale platform replacement. And for market timing, it suggests we're still 12 to 24 months from these structural shifts producing measurable impacts on incumbent market positions. Watching the horizon. Until tomorrow.